It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, October 12th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade. And later we'll be checking out some exciting new releases from artists with really great names.
Really great names and an especially international lineup today. But first, a few more of today's music news headlines. Lindsey Buckingham has sued Fleetwood Mac.
You said that with such joy in your voice that I was like, what's he suing?
You know, as far as beef goes, right, there's so much nastiness out there in the world. And this is certainly nastiness. But if there's a kind of nastiness that you can just enjoy the drama surrounding, I feel like it's okay to enjoy the drama surrounding Lindsey Buckingham versus Fleetwood Mac. He has sued his former Fleetwood Mac bandmates over their decision to fire him from the band so they could go on tour, despite his wishes not to. Citing a contract with Live Nation, Lindsey Buckingham is suing Stevie Nicks, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, and John McVie for, quote, breach of fiduciary duty, breach of oral contract, and international interference with prospective economic advantage, reports
Yikes.
Rolling Stone. Yeah, that's a lot of words, but basically what the words mean is that he is not on the same page with the rest of his bandmates surrounding the terms of his departure from the group. They're on tour. He's on solo tour. He's mad about it because he's losing a lot of money, because you make a lot of money when you go on tour with Fleetwood Mac. He refers to their new hires, Neil Finn and Mike Campbell, as contract players hired to replace him. The band says they question Lindsey Buckingham's, quote, true motivations in allowing press to see the text of this lawsuit before the rest of them who are actually being sued. So we'll see what all happens with this. Lindsey Buckingham says that he's been told, quote, Stevie never wants to be on a stage with you again. In more legal wrangling news, two New Zealand activists have been ordered to pay approximately $13,000 in damages for convincing Lord to cancel a planned Israel show.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I had no idea. When I saw this, I had to scratch my head a little bit. So what's the nuts and bolts here?
So the nuts and bolts is it's these teenage Lord fans in Israel who are suing these activists in New Zealand because these activists in New Zealand published an op-ed arguing that Lord, who is of course from New Zealand, should cancel a concert she had scheduled in Israel because of Israel's treatment of Palestinians in occupied territories. This is a big thing across the music world and beyond. A lot of people are arguing that Israel should be boycotted over this Palestinian situation. And Lord listened to this argument, and she did cancel the show. And the reason this is news beyond the music world, besides just general international tension, is that this may be the first action successfully brought under a new Israeli law that allows people to sue those who encourage a boycott of Israel if they show they can be damaged by it, as in this case, these fans were damaged in not getting to see Lord.
Ooh, I feel like this was a law that was just put into motion because so many people have been canceling shows, and now they kind of want to give them a reason to maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, will these fans be able to collect the $13,000? You know, is New Zealand going to extradite these, you know, activists to Israel or make them pay the $13,000? Probably not. But nonetheless, it's an interesting and potentially impactful legal precedent. A 10-part TV series dramatizing the origins of the Wu-Tang Clan is headed to Hulu.
Please tell me it's a cartoon version.
I don't know whether it's going to be cartoon, live action, probably not a cartoon, but that would be pretty fun. It's going to be set in Staten Island during the 90s, written by the RZA, along with screenwriter Alex Say. And the RZA sounds super excited about this. He issued a statement saying, this opportunity to continue the Wu saga in a 10-episode series will exponentially increase our inspirational style of entertainment.
I just love that they're always trying something different. They're like, we're just going to make one copy of an album, sell it for an extreme amount of money, or we're going to do a television show.
And in the statement, RZA quoted Old Dirty Bastard, citing an incident I had forgotten about. But in 1998, ODB crashed Sean Colvin's acceptance speech when she won Song of the Year at the Grammys. And he went up there and made a statement that RZA quoted in his recent statement about his excitement surrounding this new series.
Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
This series is just moving into development, so no details yet regarding filming, whether or not it's animated, or certainly when it's going to premiere.
Starting off the roundup of new releases is a covers album from Africa's premier diva. That would be Angélique Kidjo. She's done cover albums before. This is nothing new for her. She's done Jimi Hendrix. She's covered Santana. But it's always this really refreshing and new look at an artist that perhaps you know very well. It's really fascinating to me personally that she's taking on the Talking Heads. That's already kind of a weird out there album. What can she possibly do to it? But Angélique breathes a freshness and a brightness into songs you know and love. The songs feel summery. They feel sunny and light. You can enjoy the glow of her version of Once in a Lifetime. Letting the days go by.
It might seem odd to call a debut album long-awaited, but that's certainly the case with the new self-titled EP from Ella Mai. That's E-L-L-A, first name, last name Mai, M-A-I. She's a 23-year-old British-born American immigrant singer-songwriter with Jamaican and Irish ancestry. And she is behind the very charming single Boot Up, I'm going to spell this again as well, B-O-O apostrophe D, like got my boo. It hit the U.S. top five this year, and now she's got the full album out. It has a mix of burbling R&B bops and some slow jams you can play during cuffing season with your boot up bae. Here's a prime example, a song called Everything, a duet with John Legend. You notice everything, so I get my everything.
My pain and my struggle, my friend and my lover, I put that on everything. Kurt Vile has been developing his wry everyman for a number of years here, and he's traveled quite a bit to create his seventh album called Bottle It In. It was recorded in 2 years in studios all across the U.S. while Kurt Vile traveled with his family, and it continues his ability to make the banality of life interesting under closer inspection. You can take a walk with Kurt Vile around the city and appreciate the little things in life with Loading Zone. Back is aching, but I cannot sleep, because I want to be like I'm
the mayor of some godforsaken town. Sure, they're not in me. The legendary Yoko Ono has released a new recording of Imagine, the classic song she co-wrote with her late husband, John Lennon. She's coming out with a whole new album called Warzone, which finds the 85-year-old Yoko Ono reimagining songs from throughout her career. The whole album comes out next Friday, but she released her take on Imagine this past Tuesday to mark what would have been John Lennon's 78th birthday. It's an intimate, atmospheric new take on this classic song.
Imagine this. No heaven. It's easy if you try.
And that's today's roundup of new releases and music news. You can hear all that new music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer, and you can subscribe over at thecurrent.org/musicnews to get music news in your inbox as well as your earbuds. We'll see you on Monday.
All the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries.